This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, this was a game that felt like the Phillies had in complete control there for a little while. Christopher Sanchez doing a nice job getting the start in this one, but a couple of big swings of the bat by the Miami Marlins, and they turned the tables on the Phillies. And they get the win here tonight. 3-2 is the final on this Friday night as we welcome you into Phillies Playback. We welcome you back to Citizens Bank Park. It's Friday night, so it's the Friday night roundtable edition of the post-game show. Scott Fransky is here. Larry Anderson is here. And Ruben Amaro Jr. will be joining us, we believe, in just a little bit, although he just dashed by the radio booth.
And he may have no idea.
He looked like he was in a hurry. Yeah, the communication perhaps did not get to him. We'll see. We'll see if Ruben joins us. But nevertheless, we will continue on. And, well, kind of a tough one here tonight, guys, on a Friday night. It was one of those games where some questionable decisions. And I know, Larry, that you were wondering why they took Christopher Sanchez out when they did. And the results afterwards certainly didn't go the Phillies' way.
Well, I know why they did. I mean, I know what they're going to say. Well, we got to protect him. And that's what they're going to say. So it is what it is.
Yeah, probably. That's exactly what they're going to say. Yeah, he did pitch well, which is a positive in this one. He went five innings. He allowed four hits, no runs, one walk, and four strikeouts. But only 82 pitches on the night. And he gave way to Sir Anthony Dominguez, who ended up giving up the two-run home run. And then Matt Strom allowed a solo shot to the nine-hole hitter, Jacob Stallings, his third of the year. And that's how the Phillies lose it. Scott, the Marlins come in one of the hotter teams in baseball right now, but this is a series that you would hope that the Phillies can, you know, kind of wrestle back control tomorrow, because it's an important series for them as it is for the Marlins.
It's a huge series. This thing is so far from being over.
Yeah.
And anybody who thinks that just because the Fangraphs or the baseball reference odds are in their favor, which they are, the percentages are in their favor, but we've been around this long enough to know that'll change in a hurry. And this is the schedule right now. This into obviously this both series with Atlanta. It's pretty unrelenting, and.
Yeah,
if you're not careful, again, this team has responded over and over again, and they've come back and they put something like that behind it. But just to think about your question, if you think it's over, it's not over.
Yeah.
I mean, they still have plenty of work to do.
Absolutely,
and I think they know that.
Well, I was just about to ask that to Larry. As a player, you obviously know that, right? I mean,
you're not
resting back on your laurels saying we've got a four-game lead in the wild card. You know what's ahead, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and they faced a good young pitcher. I shouldn't say good, but he's got a great arm and great stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you get to all their lefties in the bullpen, which makes it a little tougher for us, especially with, our right-handers right now are not swinging the bat all that great. And my current concern still is you take a starter out after five innings when there's nothing that tells you that he should come out of the game. I mean, zero. And it's going to come down to, well, we got to protect him. We don't want to, he's got his innings that he had more than he had last year. If he's not hurt, show me. I just want to know who's in charge of making the decisions that somebody's going to get hurt if they throw 90 pitches instead of 82 or 95 or something like that. And I don't know who makes those decisions, but it started a few years ago, with guys, we need to take the kid gloves off.
Yeah, and it's league wide, and it's professional sports wise.
Yes.
You see it in the NBA.
It started there. Popovich.
It started in the NBA, and it's kind of crept into every sport. As we welcome in Ruben Amaro Jr., who has joined us. You did get the message. We weren't sure.
Got it.
Yeah.
Message received.
I got the message. I'm on the schedule.
Third or fourth inning.
I got it a little while ago. Put it in.
Apparently, we have a schedule.
Do you guys think it's funny how much money professional sports invests in making athletes the best athletes of all time, right? I mean, we've made them into the
nutrition,
best,
physical therapy, the chiropractors.
All of that. And yet we don't want them to play as much before.
I'm
going to go straight old school. I probably am. I'm piling on because I think LA and I and you guys, all of us, have the same sort of thought process. There's nowhere that it is documented to me where slowing these guys down, the amount of work that they do, will stop somebody from getting a Tommy John surgery. It's just not happening. They're getting them anyway.
Yeah,
because they're having guys throw the ball as hard as they possibly can for as long as they possibly can, and they're blowing out. And so I'm not sure who's going to pay for this. I think it's somewhere between $250 to $300 million that are on the IL right now until this point. It's somewhere in that vicinity. You're creeping up on $500 million of people being on the IL. I don't know if that's efficient.
Right.
And I think I've always believed that if you want to build people up, you got to build them up with reps, and that the body will then get used to it. And instead of throwing at 100% all the time, you do what Christopher Sanchez did, which is just pitch. And that's one of the reasons why he's been so good. He's just pitching. He's sinking the ball. He's using both sides of the plate. He's changing speeds. He looks like a left-handed LeVon Hernandez to me. And it changed dramatically from where he was last year, to a credit to him, because he's kind of gone the other way. And look, I mean, Shazam, he's actually pitching really well.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. It's about, they want so much velocity and spin. Velocity and spin. Where does a command come in? Is there anybody that can teach command, that can help guys with mechanics? Analytics can't. I'm sorry, but they can't tell you that a guy's leaking a little forward they can't. And so, to me, you have to think about how can you help a guy command his pitches better. It's not by reaching back and throwing as hard as you can and hoping you throw it where you want. And that's what it looks like some of these guys do. It's just reaching back and just letting it go. Well, these hitters, they catch up to everything. If they start throwing 105, if everybody starts throwing 105, the hitters are going to catch up to it. It's just going to happen. Nobody used to be able to hit 95. Now everybody hits 95. Now you go to 98, well, some guys get away with it. They're going to start hitting 98. They adapt to it. At some point, you have to look at where guys can't hit the ball and be able to throw it there. But all of baseball is not concerned with that.
Yeah, my dad's always been told me, he talked about deception, and deception in a variety of ways, changing speeds, using both sides of the plate, taking the barrel off the ball by changing speeds. And that's something that, I mean, that's universal. That'll never change. And if we can do that,
works.
Do that more. It's worked.
And it has for 100 years.
It worked forever. Yeah. And hopefully they get back to it. And for the health of the game, because you want these guys to be on the field.
Right.
I mean, you don't want guys to be on the IL because they're stressing their arms too much. And that's what's happening.
Yeah. And not to completely change the subject, but speaking of injuries, did you see the situation that's happening down there in Washington right now with Steven Strasburg?
Yeah.
That's
terrible.
it's a bad situation.
Yeah, so what's the deal that Strasburg, they were going to have a buyout for him or something?
Well, they were going to try to make a deal. It's a guaranteed contract. Yeah, right. Still owed over $100 million.
Yeah. No, I know that part.
And they scheduled a farewell press conference and right. a thank you very much for helping us win a World Series. And, you know, we'll retire your number in a couple of years kind of thing. And then they canceled that and have now done a 180 and are saying, we don't want to pay you the money that's in your contract. We'll see you at spring training.
Well, if he officially retires, my understanding is if he officially retires, then he relinquishes his guarantee. So he's not going to officially retire.
Right.
That ain't happening because the man's not walking away from $110 million, nor would I, nor would you, and nor would anybody. Now, I do believe that the Nats, yeah. I think the Nats are just trying to make a deal and get out of it somehow, but the only way they're going to make a deal is if they stretch it out. I mean, if they end up, you know, doing something like that, but I can't imagine them. They're not going to save a penny on that thing.
I think I read that they did not have insurance on that contract.
They did not. Right, yeah. They did not.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, which was kind of crazy.
Kind of short-sighted.
Well, I will tell you this. The insurance to get
is pretty expensive.
It's very, very expensive. And not only that, it may have been difficult for them to get it because he had some injury history already. Right. So sometimes they just don't – that just doesn't happen. That's a tough call.
Yeah, it is. But it's unfortunate because it's going to turn ugly down there now. At least it certainly looks like that.
It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he can go to spring training and, you know.
Hang out
and, you know, hang out in the trainer's room all day.
Yeah.
Every day.
That's what we do down there. Yeah. I'll meet you there.
Where's their spring training? They're over in the East Coast, right?
No, yeah. Though they're doubled up with, yes, they are in the East Coast, but they're doubled up over there with Houston in that new complex in West Palm.
Yeah.
West Palm, yeah. It's a great complex. It's spectacular.
Yeah.
Well, that'll give them something to do. You know, while he's collecting,
he could walk around the complex.
$100 million, yeah.
He could give tours, of the new complex. Yeah. I'd go listen.
Be an ambassador,
right?
Sure.
Why not? Trey Turner tonight, a positive. Nice to see him come right out of the gate and stay hot. You know, it seems like over the last week, every night, someone else is breaking a franchise record or tying a franchise record or doing something that the franchise has never seen before. And
it's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All the stuff on Turner, you need a whole half inning just to roll through it.
Really.
Especially at the pace on, I don't know about on TV. I mean, you guys can throw a graphic up, but over here we got very little time. We got 15 seconds between pitches to enlist another one of his, you know, record streaks. It's almost impossible to get them all in there.
Yeah, we throw graphics up, but they have very little effect over here on radio.
We flash our phones at each other.
Exactly. Right?
Check it out.
That's
check
a good
out.
One. Yeah. Yeah. We get no reaction from the listeners back home. It's very strange. It's been kind of fun to watch the torrid hot streak that he's been on. I mean, you know, obviously players get hot and do some incredible things, and we've seen that over the years. But, I mean, right now, this is almost as good as it gets when you watch a player, right?
Yeah. No doubt.
Rogue, I mean, this is a guy that, you know, obviously was an awfully slow start. And I think had he sort of started just kind of, you know, a little bit productive, this probably wouldn't be so amazing to you.
Right.
Because, I mean, I always viewed this signing, the trade Turner signing, as the best signing in the offseason for a variety of reasons for the Phillies because of the things that he can do and what he's done over the last several weeks. But what he's doing now is just ridiculous. He's like otherworldly right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. They, you know, it's an old cliche, you know, wait to the end of the year, the back of the baseball card, the numbers will be there. Well, he's going to have to go like crazy, but he's gone like crazy now for a month. And you start to think, well, if he does it again, does it for another month, those numbers are going to be there. I mean, What is he up to, 23 homers now?
I mean,
he's pretty.
Theoretically, he finished with, well, he could get to 30. Could.
At this rate.
Yeah, at this
at
rate.
At this rate, he'll be there by next
27, 28,
weekend,
though.
But even if he doesn't, I mean, he's scoring runs, he's stealing bases, he's doing some other things that are, you know, he's just being a productive player. And, hey, better for him to finish strong than to start strong.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, especially when you're talking about a contending team.
I would say he's alien hot.
Alien hot.
Not of this
Not
world.
Of this world.
Okay.
Yeah. Boom.
I like that. I'll write that down. Over there on television, obviously, well, John Noddy, you know, were you a late ad? Was this a – or you always scheduled
no,
to for
we,
John?
No, John and I flipped because his daughter is – I guess he's watching his daughter
play
some volleyball down at school. So is she in Georgia?
Yeah, but she's going to be in Kentucky.
And some other places,
Lexington. And
cool.
Trust me, he's laid out his travel plans for us while he's been laying on that couch in the office for the last 3 weeks.
Exactly.
And I have tuned it out on a regular basis. So
he's droned it.
I know that he's watching volleyball. And it's
So we flip-flop for this series. So I got this series.
I got you. Well, you'll have a new partner tomorrow.
Yes, I know.
Tom has left the building and is headed off to do some NFL. And you got to work with this guy to my left, Scott Fransky, tomorrow.
Yeah, we've worked together at least once
already. Well, I guess it's going to be me and you, Gus.
I'm out.
Nice.
But I'm sure you're looking forward to that, though, right?
Yeah, no, I enjoyed my last time, and he transitions so smoothly. You know, he's a professional. He knows what he's doing.
He's
a pro.
I'm
probably gonna have to do some more reads than I typically do, because I don't think Scott is gonna do them all. But that's okay. I need a little practice myself.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say Larry can help you with the reads.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was really on them tonight.
It was a bit of a struggle.
Larry started out today much like Trey started the season.
Exactly.
But he really heated up.
I turned it around, though. Yeah, I really did.
As long as you finish strong.
You were alien hot by the end.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I was really impressed that, you had some time off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it takes a little while to kind of get back into it.
It does.
Yeah. Did you do anything fun while you were?
Fixed his freezer.
Got my freezer.
Oh,
well, I didn't. I should say Bo did it, or Bochansky. He came up today, my brother-in-law, and
Bochansky.
Bo Bochansky.
Is that one word?
Is it Bo Bochansky?
Bo Bochansky. It's Mike, but we call him Bo.
Okay.
But his last name is Bochansky.
Okay.
But he can fix anything and build anything, and so I said, look, I got a TV up here for free if you want it. He goes, for how much? I'm like, for fixing my freezer.
That's a pretty good
That's
deal.
That's not a bad deal.
He came up today and did all the work, but I don't know. I got in a couple of weird positions trying to blow dry some ice, and I think it wrenched my back a little bit.
I noticed you're stretching
out. Blow drying ice?
Yeah.
Out of the freezer?
Yeah, we weren't drying it, really. We were just melting it.
This ice is so wet. Hold on. I'll take care of it.
But it was probably 3 inches thick on the back. We had to pull this stuff out of the freezer, and then he took the panel off the back of the freezer inside. And when I looked, I was like, oh, my word. It was 3 inches thick across the back.
Yeah, that's not good for the old compressor.
No.
So did you groom it while you were icing it down?
Yeah.
Did you think that if you took regular ice and you blow dry it, you'd get dry ice?
I see what you're doing.
Touche. Touche.
Very nice, Merv.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been thinking about that one for 9 innings. So. I mean, what else am I doing?
Love it.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get you. So did you have to give him the TV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I gave him a swivel mount.
A swivel mount? Oh, for
the
television.
For the TV.
Oh.
But this is one he's going to, I think, put out on his deck and then just pick it up and take it off and put it back. It's not an indoor, outdoor
TV. That sounds like a pretty good
TV,
I want to come over and blow dry your ice.
And make some
careful.
Dry ice.
Be careful. Be very careful.
Remember to enunciate.
Took that very slowly.
Yeah, very slowly. That's like the reads.
That's a good thing. It wasn't me doing a read.
That could have gone really badly.
You can blow dry the ice once.
I knew eventually we'd get away from that game.
I was trying. big game tomorrow here, obviously, but big weekend across the, well, if you're a college football fan tomorrow, college football gets started, but the NFL starts. I know you're excited about that, right? Your Eagles getting back to work on Sunday.
Is it Sunday? Yeah. Sunday.
Against the Pats?
Against the Patriots. They're the late game, right? The Eagles are?
I'm not sure. We're great fans.
Yeah, aren't we? T. Kelly?
I think it's a 1 o'clock
night game.
Is it a
day game?
What's it 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock game.
4 o'clock game. 4 o'clock game. So it's the national game, but not the late, late game. Okay.
Oh, that's perfect, because then our game will be over by then, probably, right?
How do they do on football? Do they kick off right on time?
Right on time, baby. Whatever time they kick off,
it's right on time.
There it is.
Much like baseball here at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
When the first pitch is made, it's right on time.
And then they're home Thursday?
They go back home. Sunday, Thursday. That's crazy.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
tough.
That's
a quick start.
But if you're
going
to do that, do it early, right?
I guess.
Before you're all beat up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think. Maybe we could all get together and watch the Eagles game.
Maybe not. No. Forget about that.
I guess we'll be gone, right?
No, it's a Sunday. No, I don't mean the Thursday game. I mean Sunday.
Wait, you leave after Thursday? I mean after Wednesday?
We leave after.
Yeah, we go on the road.
We go back out.
That's why you're not.
You guys, we're not here next weekend.
We don't go. We're fine. We're right here.
St. Louis and Atlanta.
Oh.
But you can come here if you'd like.
No, I just. If I'm not going to be here, I'm probably going to have to paint.
That wouldn't be good for your back.
No, but by then it might be all right.
Okay.
Or you could just.
Unless it freezes up again. I mean, the freezer.
Now, will you dry?
Just use a blow dryer.
Will you dry the paint with your blow dryer, too?
I think you do it all.
It can also heat up dinner. Right?
Yeah.
Start a
the
fire.
Ultimate. The thing. Yeah.
when you have a beautician for a wife, an ex-beautician, that they have those types of things, that different styles that you can
different,
use.
We actually different hair dryers.
Yeah. Different hair dryers. Different, different RPMs.
This one's for dinner. This one's for
lunch. Brunch. Yeah.
All right. Well, just a thought on tomorrow. Aaron Nola pitching tomorrow for the Phils. Who's going for them?
Johnny Cueto.
Oh, Johnny Cueto. Right. Right. So, I mean, obviously, you got to win this series. You need to win this series.
Yeah,
big game for Aaron.
So important for Aaron to get back on track. I mean, you know, Larry and I and everybody's kind of talked about this. It's about his location of his fastball. Yep. If he can get his location down, drive the ball down in the zone and throw strikes to the corners of the plate, then it makes his breaking ball that much more effective.
What was the game he did? It was Apple or something, one of those, because Smoltz was on it.
Okay.
And that's right.
Smoltz had talked about it. One thing Smoltz said about
it. It was the Fox game in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's what it was,
the
Fox game. Yeah.
Yeah, in Milwaukee.
And he said, you know, Aaron Nola started off and he said he was establishing his fastball, throwing his fastball and good spots, and then it disappeared. That's his exact words. Just disappeared. It's like he can't get away from it. He needs to stay with it, I think. And because especially if he, like, there was one game not long ago, it was maybe 3 or 4 or 5 starts ago, where he talked about he slowed things down to get on top of the ball. And I'm like, yes, you get on top so you can throw downhill and get the ball down at the knees. And I think that makes all the difference in the world for him.
Yeah, because right now he just doesn't have the velocity to pitch up in the zone.
No.
He's throwing a 92 to 94 mile an hour fastball, and it's just not going to throw a pass unless he's driving the ball down and wants
and
to change,
then go up.
And
yes.
You know, change the eyesight.
One time.
But to me, it makes his breaking ball, when he's driving the ball down in the zone, it makes his breaking ball actually go 12-6 instead of like 10-4 or whatever it is at times. And when it's got, you know, more depth to his breaking ball, he's really, really good.
Yeah.
And that's pretty important.
Well, hopefully that's the Aaron Nola that we see tomorrow. It'll be a big game for both he and the Phillies as they try to get even up this series against the Marlins. All right, fellas, thank you very much. On your way out, feel free to grab a gobbler sandwich that is over there. Did you have a gobbler?
Does it need to be warmed up?
Because I got hair dryers left and right. And we also have some Manco and Manco pizza over here.
I can heat that up, too. We got a different one for that.
You got a pizza dryer, too? God, I'll tell you what. You have it all.
You're versatile.
You're a man that has it all. Yeah. Thank you, Ruben Amaro. Thank you, Larry Anderson.
Thanks, guys.
Scott Fransky. We'll take a quick break here on a Friday night edition of Phillies Playback, but we've got more to come, so stay with us on the Phillies Radio Network.